Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting for Thursday, July 21st, 2022. I'll start over again. Welcome, everybody, to the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting of Thursday, July 21st, 2022. The time is 9 o'clock. If I could have a roll call, please, from Denise.
Sam Bregman.
Here.
Billy Smith.
Here.
John Buffington.
Here.
Margaret Grunge.
Here.
David Hossie Sanchez.
You got to unmute yourself once in a while, Commissioner Sanchez. Can you, hello, Commissioner Sanchez is joining us by Zoom. Good to have you. Good to have you here.
Yes.
If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. You don't have to stand.
Oh, that's okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. First of all, let me thank the folks, Ethan and Rick from Ruidoso, for hosting this today. We're here in the wonderful facility of Ruidoso Downs Racetrack, and we very much appreciate you all hosting our Racing Commission meeting here, and thank you to everybody that's attending in person, as well as all of you who are attending via Zoom. I think this commission has been committed to, from time to time, getting out of just Albuquerque and into various locations. We've had a meeting up in Farmington, and we appreciate their hospitality as we do today from Rio. So thanks again. With that, we have an agenda in front of us, commissioners. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any changes or discussion on that?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Since we are doing this partially Zoom, we're going to do a roll call vote for each vote as well. Commissioner Sanchez, I trust that if you have anything, you'll just start waving or letting us know that you need the floor. So with that, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. A roll call vote, please.
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Grant?
Yes.
Sam Bregman?
Yes. Next, we're going to move on to the approval of the minutes for June 16th, 2022. I take it everybody's had an opportunity to review those. And so we're going to take each one separately. So I'll entertain a motion to approve June 16th, 2022, the minutes.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll have a roll call vote on that, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Bregman?
Yes. Next is the approval of the minutes for the July 11th, which was an emergency meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved, Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm not personally going to, I'm going to abstain from voting just because I wasn't present on the approval of the minutes. So, but other than that, if we could have a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
I'm abstaining, and Commissioner Branch is abstaining because two of us were not present at that meeting, so we abstained. So those minutes are approved. Next is on the agenda is the chairman's report. I just have a few thoughts. Again, thank you to Ruidoso, of course, for hosting this today. As always, I like to start off by thanking the staff at the Racing Commission. Lisa and Liz, two of our investigators, I wanted to highlight just very briefly and just tell them how much the commission appreciates the hard work they do. We know they love horse racing, and they're committed to ensure that horse racing is safe as possible for the equine athletes as well as for the human athletes that participate in this wonderful sport. They ensure through their investigations and testing and everything they do that there's a level playing field for all horsemen as the best we can make it and ensure that racing is fair as possible for everybody involved, including the betting public. This last month has been fairly busy with litigation regarding the Horsemen's Association. This included a judge ordering the Horsemen's Association to turn over money that was not there so that purses could be paid to the individual horsemen. If there was ever an example of why the decision by the Racing Commission that was justified in no longer recognizing the New Mexico Horsemen's Association as a legitimate group involved in this sport, it was their recent decision not to turn over purse money so that it could be paid to the individual horsemen who won races. Unfortunately, we had to have the Attorney General in his office, and we're very grateful to them to step in and bring that issue and this rogue group of the New Mexico Horsemen's Association to court so that both statutes, regulations, and rules could be and would be enforced. What I hope is that people involved in New Mexico horse racing will take away from this from all this litigation with the Horsemen's Association is that, as far as I understand, my fellow commissioners, I know it's my position, we will not hesitate as a commission, as the regulator of this industry, and will not hesitate to enforce the laws of New Mexico and the rules and regulations of racing. On to another matter, which is on a lot of people's minds in this industry, and that is HISA, as we all know, became effective on July 1st. I know this commission and staff of the commission, together with all the stakeholders in the industry, continue to adjust to this new federal law and deal with it, and it is a continuing work in progress. We will see. There's a lot of court cases involving this now, and we'll see how those all flush out, but for at least the time being, HISA is here. So the first part of it, the track safety part of it's been started on July 1st, and the testing and those things associated with the testing, my understanding is will come later next year. Finally, I want to thank my fellow commissioners for their love of racing and their dedication and hard work for the benefit of all of New Mexico racing. So that is my thoughts that I wanted to share with everybody to start with. And now I'd like to go on to item number 6 on the agenda, agency director reports. And Mr. Trejo, what do you got for us?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, everyone. Welcome to the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting here at Ruidoso Downs. First off, just to reiterate what the chairman said, thank you to Rick Bai, Ethan Linder, their staff yesterday afternoon that helped us put this all together here. We appreciate your extra hours in helping us here yesterday getting set up. Just great to be back at Ruidoso Downs. I see a lot of upgrades going on here, and it's just great to see the old lady getting taken care of the way it should be.
Who are you speaking about? I'm sorry.
I don't see anyone that meets that demographic. I was in the room. But nonetheless, Ruidoso Downs is precious, and we certainly like to see it being taken care of the way it should be. That being said, just want to let everyone know, I don't see many horsemen, if any, in the audience right now, but the New Mexico Racing Commission just got a pile of papers from HISA on horses that are not registered, and they're looking to have hearings on these people within 48 hours to face sanctions. So I have to reiterate, please take care of business, horsemen, owners, register, or else HISA is going to be coming down on you. Like I said in my report to the commissioners in writing, that it's here, we've got to live with it. That there are some jurisdictions that are looking to continue litigation against the organization of HISA, but so far they're 2-0. I don't know how much more litigation will take them down. So we just got to live with it. It's bottom line. But that being said, the agency's been busy out of competition testing. We are up over 600 out of competition tests on the calendar year. Our goal is 1,000, but since the chairman thinks Lisa and Liz work hard, we'll maybe up that goal to 1,200 for the year. I think they have it in them to do that. But we truly feel that the out-of-competition program continues to have positive effects on the post-race sample violations. I reiterate these numbers. 2017, almost 4% of all our samples were violations. That's a lot, probably five times the national average. Now the agency's stepped below 1%. We're about 0.94%. So I have to applaud the out-of-competition program, including hair testing. And hair testing has been run through the ringer in this state, but it's withstood the court battles and so forth, so we're going to continue on with it. We think it's a great way to level the playing field and take care of the problems before they get to the races. So we're going to continue it despite the naysayers that are out there. I think it's a cornerstone of our regulation here, commissioners. The inspection of the downs at Albuquerque went fairly well. We do need to take a look at their backup lighting system since we do conduct night racing there. That'll be done this Friday. We have it scheduled to be out there in the evening to make sure that the backup system clicks on simultaneously should there be an outage. And we all know during monsoon season, that's quite possible. So we'll take care of that. We've met with other agencies. The Attorney General's office had a good meeting with them to discuss interagency matters, as well as the Legislative Finance Committee, explaining some of the issues that we live with here as far as regulating horse racing in this state. That being said, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, I stand for any questions.
Commissioners, any questions of the director? Yes.
I got one. The stuff that came down from HISA, we have nothing to do with that, right? If they have a problem with it, they don't come to the commission, they go to HISA, is that right? Trainers that are involved, or the horses that are involved.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smith, yes, that is true. They will be dealing with HISA, not the New Mexico Racing Commission, on these matters. It's just going to be our role to get the notices out, and then they have to go before HISA authorities.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Smith. Any other commissioners' questions? Okay, then let's move on to item 6B, the New Mexico Horse Breeders Association. Tom? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Director Trejo, and staff. Tom Gontroff, New Mexico Horse Breeders, filling in for Mary Barber, who's out of town. And if it's okay with you all, I'll forego reading Mary's usual, extremely detailed, comprehensive report. It's all been submitted to you, if that's okay.
That's fine.
And I do have a couple of announcements regarding the overnight stakes for the Zia Festival. The Breeders were able to find a little extra money to raise some of these purses. From each was $35,000. The Zia stake has now been raised to $42,500. The Zia 870 to $42,500. The Sierra Starlet to $50,000, which is important to maintain that purse at $50,000 so we can maintain black type status for those participants. The Sierra Blanca Handicap, again, $42,500. Landon and Chapman, the Roadrunner, and the Lincoln Handicap all raised $42,500. And that raised our state's contribution from the breeders from $370,000 to $430,000. So we're pleased that we were able to find the money to boost those pots. One final item is the Jamboree Party that takes place on Zia Festival weekend is on August 6th, Saturday night. Invitations were just sent. All of you commissioners were sent invitations, and we would certainly welcome your attendance. It's a good event. Last year we had well over 200 people. Ruidoso did a super job, led by Crystal Cifuentes. They were just great, and we're looking forward to another very popular event. And that's the evening where we award all our championship awards to breeders and owners. So it's a big deal for the breeders and for racing in New Mexico. And that starts at 6:30 p.m. Cocktails here in this room in the Hall of Fame. And with that, that's all I have. Unless happy to stand for any questions.
Tom, thank you, commissioners. Commissioner Smith.
You know, I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room about opening up the breeding situation. You know, we're short of horses, and I know you are on board with that. But we really, really need to push it. There's 65 thoroughbreds in the sale over here this next year. And how many of those are going to get to the track? You know, 50% maybe. We really got a problem with the shortage of horses, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we really, really need to concentrate on that, and for you and the powers that be on your board need to, and I'd like to come to the next, or have a, if, in the next meeting, I'd like to talk to them, if I could, the next board meeting you all have.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smith, you know we're on the same page.
Right, I know.
And I've tried pretty hard to get that done, and there's, and met with a lot of resistance, but I was talking to some folks prior to this meeting, maybe, when you reach a crisis, when you reach the point of a crisis,
yeah,
that will motivate people to think a little bit differently. Now, you're right about our numbers being down for the sale, and there are some mitigating factors. As most of you know, Susan Hunter lost, I think it was 18 yearlings,
yeah,
due to some disease that ran through her farm, and
mm-hmm,
those yearlings were all destined for the sale. But, and of course, these horses were, mares were bred during COVID that resulted in the foals that are now yearlings. So
sure,
there were a couple of mitigating factors, Commissioner Smith, but I agree with you. We and I'm not alone on the Breeders' Board, and it's not unanimous by any means,
no,
don't get me wrong, but in realizing that we need to do something, New Mexico is one of the most restrictive breed policies in the country as far as state breeds go.
The most restrictive.
And if not the most restrictive, you're right.
Right.
So that's something we need to look at.
Yeah.
So maybe necessity is the mother of invention, we'll see, but we'll certainly welcome your attendance at our next meeting so you can address the board and make your thoughts known, because it's having an impact. And it's no secret that thoroughbred foal numbers are down everywhere. It's national.
Right. Oh, no question. I understand that.
And I don't mean to go on, but when you look at the so-called big tracks, like New York, for example, Kentucky, et cetera, in their big stakes races, we're having 5 and 6 horse fields. They had the grade one Diana the other day at Saratoga, and a 6-horse field, and 4 of them were trained by Chad Brown, and it was the Chad Brown superfecta. I wasn't smart enough to bet it. But it's impacting all of us nationally. And
it is. It
and
is.
To your point, we need to do here in New Mexico everything,
yeah,
that we can, because we do have a terrific program with the purse money that we run at and the Breeders' Awards, et cetera, to increase our numbers. So
we have as much money here to run at that any state surrounding us. We'll be the gold mark of racing in the West if we handle all this right.
Totally agree.
And get everybody on board for what needs to be done.
So
New Mexico will be a powerful place to be,
sure,
if you run horses.
Commissioner and Tom, so you said that, you know, maybe it takes a crisis to, well, are we at that stage yet where the sense of urgency is there for you all? Because I see, there's a lot smarter people in this room about racing than I am, but I certainly sense that there is that if we're not in a crisis, the sense of urgency needs to be there now, because we will be if we don't do something about it. There's not gonna, we're gonna have 4-horse races too.
But to your point, Mr. Chairman, I think what people need to realize on my side of the argument is that whatever change we were to implement, it's gonna take 3 years to see the
right
result, right? From the time we breed those mares to the time they hit the yearling sales on the racetrack, it's 2 years. It's a process.
Well, we gotta get it started.
And exactly, it has to get started.
If you remember years ago, we used to be able to take a mare out every other year. Well, back in the days of Punch Jones when he had, or what, Rule the Deck and their Sparkling Mullet. The quarter horses, mares could go out of state every other year and breed an out-of-state quarter horse. Now, I don't know about the thoroughbreds, but, and that wasn't, what, 40 years ago?
Just a little bit before my time.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't even born back then. No.
Oh, yeah, that's good, boys. That's nice.
They had to ride into the race.
Jokes aside, though, there is a sense of urgency. I think the commissioners feel that way, too, and I know that you do. So I hope that your organization feels that way, too.
Well, I'm hoping, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Smith, I'm hoping that maybe with the commission placing some emphasis on this issue will help sway some folks.
That's why I brought it up.
Well, how's the thoroughbred population right now, already, right now?
Yeah.
Forget about 2 years down the road,
yeah,
from now.
Right.
What's it look like now?
Well, it's
crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, it's a national issue, right? So
But we're concerned about New Mexico.
Well, yeah, and as am I, of course, as president of the New Mexico Horse Racing Association. And, you know, like, you mentioned the sale numbers for the upcoming sale of 64 odd horses, and I think last year we had 97 thoroughbreds. That's not enough. You know, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. No, it's not enough. And it's a quality issue as well.
Sure, sure.
We need to address both just numbers and quality.
Sure.
Commissioners, anything else? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now I'm going to get hate mail because of this, but...
Well, join the club. All right. Thank you. We're going to move on now to item 7, public comment. Is there anybody, first of all, here in the audience that would like to address the commission? I don't see anybody raising their hand. So next we'll go to... the Zoom, I mean, we're looking at a screen right now with a bunch of names on it, but I don't know, Denise, if anybody has used the raise your hand function, or is this Teams or Zoom?
Zoom.
Whether or not we've done any, is there anybody that would like to address the commission? Now's a great opportunity to do so.
Chairman, I don't see any hands raised.
Okay.
There's a
list up front that was, thank you, Tom. There was a list up front placed for people to sign in. But I want to make sure we give an opportunity for anybody that would like to address the commission to do so. So going once, going twice. Anybody who would like to address the commission? I want to give you an opportunity. Okay, not seeing anybody. We'll move on then to item number 8, unfinished new business and or action items. And specifically, we're going to go to the dynamic duo of Rick and Ethan. Approvals for Rio Doso Downs, item 8A1. Mr. Ball?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, so glad you guys are here. Been looking forward to this for quite some time. And Mr. Trejo's comment of taking care of the old girl, I know who you're talking about. Someone smart in the room. With that, Mr. Chairman, if you would allow us to do so, I'd like to take this opportunity to let Mr. Linder introduce some of our team members that we're so proud of here with
us. I think that'd be great.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we trade emails all day, trade phone calls all day. We think it's important for you to show you the faces and kind of introduce you to the people that actually run our team. So for the team of Rio Doso, could you stand up for me? So starting in the back left is our security compliance department, Ron Burnham, and on our right is Mark Hargrove. And then in the front left, we have Crystal C. Fuentes. She does administrative work, director of operations. She runs our programs department, our ticket office. She's crucial to everything we do. Of course, Dino is our mutual manager, ITW reports and everything that come through from a daily basis for you guys. And then Jody Chase, you probably all know fairly well, especially in the last couple weeks as we transfer bank accounts and purse accounts. Jody's the one that maintains all of our banks for us. Then we have Jamie Zamora, racing secretary. She handles all the entries and everything to the racing office. Rex, man of many tasks. This year he's our stall man, runs our security hall and barns, stable gates and things like that, backside security, and also in the off season helps us with surveillance and frontside security. Linda, HR, so she does payroll, HR, and all. What do we have up to? About 400 employees, as many as 200 seasonal employees come to work, so she handles all the seasonal plus full-time employees. Charles Wood, IT, he assists mutuals, he does surveillance, he sets up all of our Zoom. Obviously, it's a small city. It takes a lot for guys like Charles to help us out. I'd like to call him a part of the team, but most of the time he causes more problems than good. But this is the team that runs the track. When you talk about the old world and everything it takes, this is the team that did all the work this year to put her back together and make sure that she's ready for racing. And we just wanted to put him in front of you and let you know that this is the heart and soul of our company. We wanted you to meet him.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you for what you do every day. We certainly appreciate it. And
You guys do a great job. Thank you.
The changes are unbelievable.
The what?
Changes that have happened since they've taken over, and they're all positive, and it's you even got the public on your side now. All the changes you've made, so.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks again.
I have one more comment, if
yes,
you allow me.
Please.
In the last week or so, there's been some press regarding Rideau Downs, and I want to just allow the commission to hear the truth from us, and one, extend the comments about our team and say thank you to the commission, specifically Izzy and this, because you guys are also a part of our team. The negative press that came out was completely false with regards to the number of band-off horses on our facility. I worked directly with Mr. Trejo to prove, literally in pictures, and touched every horse that was band-off to prove that that was, in fact, not a true story. But I think it's important to understand that we have a team here, but the commission is also a part of our team, and Izzy and I dealt directly with the press to assure the press that none of those articles were true. And just to let you know that we appreciate the fact that you are a part of our team. Obviously, you are the regulator, but also you help us put on a show. It's our job to work together to ensure the integrity of the racing product, and I appreciate that from Izzy and the whole commission.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to the agenda items, Rideau Downs request approval of ratification of officials. Our first ratification was due to an illness by our clerk of scales, Mr. Rick Thetford. Mr. Thetford was replaced with our assistant racing secretary, Tyler Hart. And some good news to go along with this as well, Mr. Thetford will be back at the end of the month.
Good.
He's doing quite well. Spoke with him yesterday. The other ratification will be for our paddock judge, one Mr. Scooter Rippey, who actually got freight trained in the paddock and took a pretty good hit. And Mr. Cox stepped up, being a paddock judge at Lone Star Park for numerous years and helped us out, therefore requesting approval of ratification for those two officials.
Any questions as regards to item 8A1? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for the ratification of approval to amend the 2022 racing officials at Rideau Downs.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and second. A roll call vote, please.
David Hasse Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brightman?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item 8A2.
Mr. Chairman, Rideau Downs request approval of the ratification of post times and wagering format for the Rainbow Futurity, Derby, and Oaks, and this was due to the number of trials that we had for the Futurity, Derby, and Oaks.
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for the approval for Rideau Downs ratification of approval to amend 2022 post times and wagering format.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote, please.
David Hasse Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brightman?
Yes. Moving on to item A3.
Mr. Chairman, Rideau Downs request approval to amend the 2022 wagering format for the Zia Futurity. It was due to the amount of trials we had on that day as well, which was 12. We maintain a regular post time of 1 o'clock, but we had to extend our wagering format.
Any questions from the commission? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of Rideau Downs ratification of approval to amend 2022 wagering format.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and second. A roll call vote, please.
David Hasse Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Brightman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd allow me to do so, I'd like to give the commission a brief update on our mutual report as of day 26, which was last Sunday.
Go ahead, please.
Our total on-track handle is up $500,000. Our in-state handles up approximately $114,000. Total off-track is up $1.2 million. And our total handle combined is around $1.7 million. So we have been experiencing no thoroughbred races, basically, to speak of. last count, Ethan and I looked, I think it was Sunday, we had, and this is, of course, you know, with the trials included, around 252 quarter horse races and 50-ish thoroughbred races is where we're at. I would like to commend Tommy Gontrell, the president of the Breeders Association, who's very aware of the situation that we're in. And I wouldn't say it's an emergency, but it's getting there. And watching what happened around the state prior to their arrival here, Sunray Park was able to prove that less is more participation. Summon is normally, you know, around a 70% thoroughbred track with 30% quarter horses. And I'm not putting any words in their mouth, but it was almost reverse, you know, this year at 60% quarter horses and 40% thoroughbred. So with the we're running at the bottom with our thoroughbreds, and we've got to change that if we're going to continue it. Hasa's been very cooperative with us here, but I think that's going to get a big change after the first of the year with our communications that we've had with them. So as Commissioner Smith said, we can change the state, but we've all got to come together and go. And there's no more waiting. We can't wait. We can't be self-serving in our positions. We got to do what's right for the industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rick, I had a question. Those comparisons you did up, the numbers were up, it's all real good. Is that compared to last year?
To 2021, which Commissioner, we kind of thought that was going to be a fairy tale world. I mean, we blew 19 out of the water. So we did a comparison to 22. Dino puts out a manager's report on every race day, so we're on top of the handle, as well as Jody being on top of the purses every day. And I've got to say that Jamie has done an outstanding job. We've come up with another program that we use, and we can text every trainer and tell them what races that Jamie needs to fill and we need help. And then she knows exactly what horses are available, and she can call them on it, and it doesn't happen. So it's not like they don't know, because they're getting...
Would you say the last thing, it doesn't happen?
I'm sorry?
What did you say, it doesn't happen?
I mean, Jamie's sitting right here. I let her comment on it. They're not paying attention. You know, and you can look at the fees that are being charged right now, say around anywhere from $65 to $72 a day for a training fee. And then we always hear, you know, well, we're waiting on Albuquerque. Then they get to Albuquerque, and then, well, they're waiting on Zia. And it'll take them 3 weeks to get engaged, and Izzy and I have had this conversation. So after they've been there for about 3 weeks, and Jamie's been the racing secretary, then they'll engage. And then halfway through Zia, they want to wait on Summon, and then we just talked about what happened with Summon. So we've got to have more product. It's got to become a competitive product. And right now, the competition's not there on the thoroughbred side. Quarter horses are doing their part.
Okay. All right, thank you for
thank
that
you.
Uplifting. I'm just kidding. It needs to be said, and I'm glad you did, but it is something that we have to deal with here in this state, the thoroughbred issue, obviously. All right, so next we're going to move on to item 8B1, Zia Park. Who is...
Chairman Chip Redman, Chris McElane, Financial Gaming, representing Zia Park.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Just one cleanup administrative matter. Previous meeting, our stake schedule for this year was approved. We did find one error on that stake schedule. The date of the James Isaac Hobbs race should have been, it was listed twice. The correct date is October 9th instead of December 11th. The rest of the schedule remains intact. We request the commission approve this amended schedule for the 2022 stakes at Zia Park.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Any questions from the commissioners?
Seeing none, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the amended 2022 stake schedule at Zia Park.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. A roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez.
You're on mute.
Oh, he
might be on the phone. Okay. We'll skip that right now, and we'll have the, go to the others.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Bregman?
Yes, that's approved on a 4-0 vote. Okay. Next, we're going to be, that's it for the open for right now. It is 9:35 right now. We're about to go into executive session, and I'll have a entertain a motion in a minute for that. But based on the fact that it's 9:35, I know the agenda says we'll be back at 10:30. That's at the latest.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll probably be back before that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that's watching on Zoom that we will send out a mass email to everybody, but we will probably be coming back before 10:30. So with that said, I'd entertain the following motion that the commission go into a closed executive session to discuss only those matters listed on the agenda as closed pursuant to section 10-15-1H. That is to discuss matters related to the issuance, suspension, renewal, or revocation of a license, to discuss limited personnel matters, to deliberate in connection with administrative adjudicatory proceeding, or to discuss attorney-client privilege matters pertaining to threatened or pending litigation in which the commission is or may become a participant. I'll entertain such a motion.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Second, Buffington.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion, commissioners? Seeing none, hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
David Hossie Sanchez?
Yes.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Margaret Branch?
Yes.
Sam Bregman?
Yes. So we are in executive session now, folks. If you'd all excuse us, hang out outside of this room, and then we'll get the word out when we're coming back into open session, which will be extremely brief. Okay, the New Mexico Racing Commission meeting of July 21st, 2022 is coming back after having been in an executive session. After that executive closed session, I want to state that the commission is back in open session, and I affirm that the commission discussed only those matters specified in the motion to close the meeting in accordance with section 10-15-1H. I'm going to go now to Mr. Bustamante.
All right. Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, as you just stated, during the closed session, only the matters listed in the agenda were discussed. The commission received an update on matters. No decisions or actions were taken.
All righty. Thank you. Commissioners, unless there's anything else that anybody needs to say, that is all that's on the agenda for today. So we are officially adjourned. Thank you for everybody for participating and tuning in.